From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Suicide bombers struck two mosques in Afghanistan during prayers on Friday, a Shiite mosque in Kabul and a Sunni mosque in the western Ghor province. The attacks killed at least 63 people. Here's how one witness described the scene.
Right after the clerics started their prayers, I was passing by the mosque and an explosion happened. There was chaos amongst the people. All the windows of the mosque were shattered. The police from a nearby checkpoint arrived and tried to control the crowd. All the wounded victims injured by the shattered windows and other victims were taken to hospital by ambulances, and the dead bodies were lying there.
No group has claimed responsibility for either attack. Militants killed 14 policemen, wounded 8 in a shootout during a raid Friday on a militant's hideout southwest of Cairo. Marissa Melton has more.
Egypt has been struggling to contain an insurgency by Islamic militants led by an affiliate of the Islamic State group. Attacks have centered mostly in the northern region of the Sinai Peninsula, but attacks on the mainland have also recently increased. The country has been under a state of emergency since bombings and suicide attacks targeting minority Coptic Christians killed scores earlier this year. Those attacks were claimed by the Islamic State group. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis is promising to keep the lines of communication open with Senator John McCain after the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee threatened to issue a subpoena for information about the deaths of 4 U.S. soldiers killed in Niger. The U.S. military has blamed Islamic State militants for the deaths of the 4 Special Forces soldiers and says it's investigating the attack earlier this month. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A team of international